Acts 7. The high priest asked, "Are these things true?" Stephen replied, "My brothers, my fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our ancestor Abraham while he was in Mesopotamia, before he settled in Haran, said to him, 'Leave your country, your kindred, and go to whatever country I shall show you.' So he left Chaldea and settled in Haran. And after his father died, God moved him from that place to this land where you are living today. God did not give him any property in this land or even a foothold, yet he promised to give it to him as a possession and after him to his descendants, childless though he was. God spoke to him in these terms, that his descendants would be strangers, resident in a land not their own, where they would be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation that enslaves them," God said. "And after this, they will come out and will worship me in this place." Then he gave them the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham fathered Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Isaac similarly fathered Jacob, and Jacob the 12 patriarchs. The patriarchs were jealous of Joseph and sold him into slavery in Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him from all his sufferings, giving him favor and wisdom before Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who made him governor of Egypt and put him in charge of his household. Then came a famine that caused much suffering throughout Egypt and Canaan, and our ancestors could find nothing to eat. When Jacob heard that there were supplies in Egypt, he sent our ancestors there on a first visit. And on the second, Joseph made himself known to his brothers, and Pharaoh came to know his origin. Joseph then sent and invited his father Jacob and his whole family, a total of 75 people. Jacob went down into Egypt. He died there, and our ancestors also. Their bodies were brought back to Shechem and buried in the tomb that Abraham had bought for a sum of money from the sons of Hamor in Shechem. As the time drew near for God to fulfill the promise he had sworn to Abraham, our nation increased and multiplied in Egypt, until there arose in Egypt a king who did not know Joseph. He devised plans against our race, forcing our ancestors to expose their babies so that they would die. It was at this time that Moses was born, a fine child before God. He was brought up for 3 months in his father's house, and when he was exposed, Pharaoh's daughter adopted him and brought him up as her own son. So Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was a man powerful in his words and deeds. When he had reached the age of 40, it came into his heart to visit his kinsmen, the Israelites. When he saw one of them being ill-treated, he went to his defense and avenged the man by killing the Egyptian. He thought his brothers would realize that through him God was rescuing them, but they did not. The next day, when he came across some of them fighting, he tried to reconcile them and said, "Friends, you are brothers. Why are you injuring each other?" But the man who was attacking his neighbor thrust him away, saying, "Who appointed you ruler and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" When he heard this, Moses fled. He went to dwell as an exile in the land of Midian, where he fathered 2 sons. When 40 years were fulfilled, in the desert of Mount Sinai, an angel appeared to him in a flame blazing from a burning bush. Moses was amazed by what he saw. As he went nearer to look at it, the voice of the Lord was heard. "I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses trembled and did not dare to look. The Lord said to him, "Take off the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. I have indeed seen the maltreatment of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groaning, and I have come down to rescue them. So come here, I am sending you into Egypt." It was the same Moses that they had disowned when they said, "Who appointed you ruler and judge?" whom God sent to be both leader and redeemer through the angel who had appeared to him in the bush. He led them out after performing wonders and signs in Egypt and at the Red Sea and in the desert for 40 years. It was this Moses who told the sons of Israel, "From among your own brothers, God will raise up a prophet like me." When they had held the assembly in the desert, it was he who was with our ancestors and the angel who had spoken to him on Mount Sinai, who was entrusted with words of life to hand on to us. This is the man to whom our ancestors refused to listen. They thrust him aside, went back to Egypt in their hearts, and said to Aaron, make us gods to go at our head. As for that Moses, who brought us here from Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. At that time they made the statue of a calf and offered sacrifice to the idol. They reveled in the work of their own hands. God turned away from them and abandoned them to the worship of the hosts of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. Did you bring me sacrifices and oblations, those 40 years in the desert, house of Israel? No, you carried the tent of Moloch and the star of your god Rephan, the images you made to worship. So I will drive you into captivity beyond Babylon. While they were in the desert, our ancestors possessed the tent of testimony that had been constructed according to the instructions God gave Moses, telling him to work to the design he had seen. In turn, our ancestors brought it in with Joshua when they dispossessed the nations whom God thrust out before our ancestors until the time of David. He won God's favor and asked to find a dwelling place for the house of Jacob, though it was Solomon who built a house for God. Even so, the Most High does not live in houses made by human hands, as the prophet says, heaven is my throne, and earth the footstool under my feet. What sort of house will you build me, says the Lord? What is my dwelling place? Did not my hand make all these things? You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in hearts and ears, you are always resisting the Holy Spirit, just as your ancestors used to do. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They killed those who foretold the coming of the Righteous One, of whom you have become the betrayers and murderers. You who received the law by the instructions of angels and did not keep it. When they heard this, they were infuriated and ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. He said, look, I see heaven thrown open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. They cried out in a loud voice and stopped their ears with their hands. Then they made a concerted rush at him, thrust him out of the city, and began to stone him. The witnesses put down their clothes at the feet of a young man called Saul. As they were stoning him, Stephen said in invocation, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And with these words, he fell asleep.